It is time now for our thumbs. Cajal, first to you.
My thumb is up for the return of football's enfant terrible, Mario Balotelli, to the Premier League. At 24, he's no longer an enfant, and since being jettisoned to Italy 2 years ago, he's been more terrible than terrible. But no player in the world fascinates as much as this man, a genuine, winsome oddball. This is the guy who once lit his house ablaze while shooting fireworks out a bathroom window and decided to breach the gates at a women's prison just to see what it looked like. Balotelli can also play a bit. In Liverpool, he'll be a cult favorite a half hour after he arrives. If he scores a few, he'll be a legend. This is still a deal that could prove disastrous. The always erratic Balotelli can be just as dangerous to his own team as he is to others. But without him, the Premiership had become a dull place. Whether or not it works out in terms of results, I promise you, it'll work out for us as viewers.
My thumb is up to Monet Davis, the 13-year-old from South Philly who throws like a girl. And for the first time ever, that's a compliment. Monet not only went to the Little League World Series, she all but owned it. The first young lady to toss a shutout in the 67-year history of the event. In doing so, she captured the attention and hearts of baseball fans everywhere, along with many major leaguers who were astounded by what they saw with a teenage girl throwing 70 miles per hour. Her team didn't win at all, but she won the vaunted cover of Sports Illustrated, and with it, the belief that one day we might see a woman pitching in the major leagues.
And my thumb is up to the retiring Jean-Sébastien Jaguer, Conn Smythe winner, Stanley Cup champion, and last active member of the Hartford Whalers. He had fabulous playoff runs with Anaheim in 2003 and 2007, protecting his net like a troll guarding his bridge. But his eight games with Hartford most interest me today. With Jaguer's retirement, we finally have a chance to free ourselves of that Whalers goal song that is seared into our brains. You know it, you probably hate it. You have never forgotten it. So one last time, Brass Bonanza. And there's Jiggy's swan song.
It's got a good beat and it's easy to dance to. Thank you, Michael. And my thumb is down for Alex Kovalev for ripping PK Subban. Now, to preface, I always have liked Kovalev as a player. He was a guilty pleasure who admittedly left me wanting more. And the work he's done for charity in this country deserves our respect. But this week, AK-27 said PK-76 was, quote, a street hockey player, too risky and overpaid, end quote. Well, my friends, it takes one to know one. Kovalev was a world-class talent, but also a chronic underachiever. Yes, he could stick handle in a phone booth, useful skill that is, but he who made $54 million in his career is the last player who should ever question any player's ability and earnings. And Michael, I have to ask, why would Kovalev make these comments about Subban? Looking for attention? Looking for controversy?
Because he's Alex Kovalev, and he speaks his mind.
The last thing you expect is for Alex Kovalev to do what you think he's supposed to do.
And that is make a contribution on the ice or in our media lines. Alex Kovalev, interesting character, and interesting also that he still is, I won't say relevant, but making waves and making news in Canada from a hockey standpoint. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Our report is here on TSN. It's a pleasure to sit in this chair. Always an honor and a pleasure to sit in Dave Hodges' chair as well. So this is a fun Sunday morning.